Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a ton of stuff to get to. The Iranians suffered a loss over the holiday weekend. KT McFarland will be here to discuss that. Plus, Kenneth Blackwell, the former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, talking election fraud in detail. It's all straight ahead on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
They had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster, and the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
That is the president speaking very candidly about the Republican governor of the state of Georgia. And friends, I cannot blame him one little bit. You have to wonder, and I was thinking about this early this morning. I was up earlier than the rest of my household, as I've been a lot in recent days. And I was thumbing through the news that was coming across my Twitter feed late at night. If you haven't joined us yet, at KMC Radio on Twitter, on Parler, on Instagram, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes, at KMC Radio and all those places. But anyway, I was thumbing through the news, and the Republican leadership in the state of Georgia has been very curious. I don't know why they would do this. Over the weekend, Lynn Wood, who was the attorney that originally represented the Covington Catholic kid and got the huge settlement and apology from CNN and from the Washington Post as to, you know, things they reported about him. He is part of the president's strategy, legal strategy, and he's working on cases in Georgia right now. And one of the things that the case he's seeking is a desire to examine the Dominion voting machines forensically to see if they were tampered with, to see if they were used in a nefarious way, and if there's any digital evidence of that still left on the machines themselves. And he won the legal action to be granted that access. Well, then an hour later, the Republican Secretary of State goes to the court and makes some sort of outlandish and absurd excuse as to why that can't be allowed. And it has something to do with, if you can believe it or not, that worries that security might not be proper for the next time they use the machines. Yeah. I think you're worried about what they're going to find on the machines from this last election. I don't think it has anything to do with security for the next election. God willing, they don't have these machines for the next election. That's a different story. Anyway, so then the judge granted the reprieve, citing, you know, concerns about security. And then Lynn Wood came back and refiled and said, well, look, we'll have observers from both parties and we'll videotape all of it. So the actions of the people that observe and seek the forensic evidence from the machines will videotape, will be totally transparent. You can see everything we're going to do. Therefore, you'll know that we didn't mess with the machines for the next election. Silly, silly, silly heart, Secretary of State. But the governor and the Secretary of State for the state of Georgia, Republicans, they're the same ones that authorized $100 million of Georgian taxpayer money to have those machines installed in the 11th hour for their election this year. Why? This is an unsafe operating system. Other states had rejected them because they could be hacked. What was it that was so important that Governor Kemp and Secretary of State Neffenberger had to spend $100 million of Georgians' money to go get this insecure, vote-rigging-capable election system installed in their state. Well, I think the answer is somewhat obvious. You want to fix elections. And I've always said this. The only thing that's worse than corrupt Democrats in office are corrupt Republicans. I don't want any corruption of either party. And if I was President Trump, I'd be kind of questioning my own reasoning and why I endorsed that governor as well, especially since he's working against the American people and trying to get to the bottom of what happened on election night, which we are within our right to ask. Anyway, much more coming up. Kevin McCullough. We're also going to check out what happened in Iran. KT McFarland, straight ahead.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Ask the lawyer host Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan answers listeners' questions every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send your email and question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. And then don't miss Mike's show, Ask the Lawyer, Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3 or AM 970 The Answer, Saturday nights at 6 or Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, here's a common question. What are you going to do with your life? What's next? For high school students, graduates, and working adults ready to learn new skills to start a new career or enhance their career, there's Salem Career Hub. Online at salemcareerhub.com. Prepare for the next step in your education. Get connected with top-ranked online schools and leading skills-based short-term training programs like full-stack software development from the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, to online XR programs teaching hands-on vocational courses for HVAC, welding, plumbing, facilities management, electricians, solar, and more, all at a special reduced Salem Career Hub price. Better your life through education. Our team of education professionals are available to help you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. Just call 866-711-6275, 866-711-6275, or visit 24/7 SalemCareerHub.com. Everywhere I go.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming up at the top of the next hour, Ken Blackwell will be with us. Longtime friend, but former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, and as someone who executed elections and ran the entire mechanism and did so for a swing state, I feel like his perspective on this is really important. He knocked some points home really, really strongly in a weekend column for the American Spectator. And as there is more and more coming out from every corner of this country, technical experts coming forward, people on the record, affidavits. I don't think we're near this being completed yet. And so it's going to be interesting to see where all of it lands. So we will continue our coverage of that coming up. But I want to turn first to foreign affairs, foreign policy. Over the weekend, Iran was in the news for something that went down there. What does it really mean and what does it look like? And I'm so honored to have my next guest because she is not only the former Trump deputy national security advisor and not only the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, But she's also the civilian equivalent of a three-star general when she was working for the Pentagon in a previous administration. And someone that every time I talk to her, I learn things and I become smarter because I did. So I always look forward to talking to her. And I think of her as a personal friend as well. KT McFarland, welcome back. Good to have you.
It's great to be with you, especially with that lovely introduction. Thank you.
The only thing I didn't talk about was, did you deep fry your turkey for Thanksgiving?
I knew you were going to ask that question. We did not. Did you?
No, we didn't. No, but, you know, we have gone to spatchcocking them lately, and they turn out quite nicely when you do that. And if you don't know what that is, you can look it up afterwards. But we'll move on to Iran. KT, what went down this weekend?
Well, we don't know who did it, although all fingers point to Israel. But there was a very sophisticated assassination of the father of the Iranian nuclear program in Iran, and it was done by a remote control vehicle, remotely detonated, and then the vehicle itself blew up. So the scientist himself was killed, and there were other people in this caravan, and they were injured. But the key to all of this, and the reason why it's important, is the Biden administration, if it comes in, has announced that it will rejoin the Iran nuclear deal, and that it will probably do what they did before in the Obama administration, which has an anti-Israel policy, an anti-Sunni Gulf Arab policy, and a pro-Iran policy. And were they to do that, then I think Iran gets nuclear weapons. You know, the irony is that the Iran nuclear deal was sold to the American people as a way of stopping Iran's nuclear program. It was never that.
Yeah, it was the opposite.
It was the opposite. It was a way of getting Iran to delay for a few years their nuclear program, but at the same time to reward Iran by giving them a lot of extra money they then turned around and used for terrorism. And now we found out about a week or so ago from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the UN agency that monitors Iran and nuclear compliance, is that Iran was cheating all along. So they never abided by it. So this phony Iran nuclear deal, the Iranians are thinking, yikes, isn't this great? We're going to get it back again. The good old Biden administration is going to come in, appointing all the same people who negotiated the Iran nuclear deal in the first place. So what does Israel do when it looks at that and says, ooh, the Iran nuclear deal, ooh, the Biden people are coming back. We need to make our move now while we can to stop Iran's nuclear program.
Do you think that, and I'm guessing that the answer is somewhat obvious, but that President Trump gave a nod and a wink to all this?
You know, the Israeli pattern in the past, and they've done these things with Syria, the Syrian nuclear program, nuclear weapons reactor, the Iraqi reactor. In the past, they've done it. They've never said they've done it. They've had no comment. They don't deny, they don't confirm, but they have no comment. And in the past, they've done it really without notifying other countries, but they've done it in a way that other countries may have objected, but it didn't amount to much more than hot air.
How close do we believe Iran is to a nuclear capacity?
Very close. If these reports of the International Atomic Energy Agency are accurate, Iran has been really working its way along towards a nuclear weapon. The other thing they've been doing is testing missiles. So if you have a nuclear weapon, how do you get it somewhere? You can't just put it on the back of a truck and drive it around the block. You need to have a missile that takes it from one place and where you're attacking the other place. And then we know that they've been developing intermediate and long-range missiles. So they've got, and then we know they've been enriching uranium. So they've got all the ingredients they need to make nuclear weapons. And we also know they're close because the Saudis, a few weeks ago, after Biden declared himself the president-elect, the Saudis came out and said, well, if this goes back to Iran getting a nuclear weapon, we're going to have to defend ourselves, and we're going to have a nuclear weapons program, too. So the whole Iran nuclear deal was sold on the premise that it was going to stop Iran's nuclear program, which it never did. And it was supposed to be great for the Middle East because it would prevent nuclear weapons from getting into the Middle East. And it hasn't done that either. So it's been a complete failure, but it's the only success the Obama administration had. And so a lot of these former Obama administration people who are now coming in to a potential Biden administration, they think they're still saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread when it comes to probably going to ignite a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
Well, and let's talk about that. So this year you saw Israel make nice with three former enemies, and there's discussions that Pompeo has been in Saudi Arabia in recent days trying to get them on board. Do we see an Israeli alliance with the Arab states, so to speak, presenting kind of a unified front against Iran in worst case?
It's important. I mean, you and I know this, but I think it's important for your listeners to understand that we think that the Middle East is Muslim, but they look at it as two versions of Muslim. So there's the Sunni Muslims, and that includes Saudi Arabia, Iraq, most of the rich Arab oil countries. And they're Arab, and they're Sunni. Then the other people in the Middle East who are Muslim are the Iranians. And they're Shiite, which is a much more radical form of their religion. And they're also Persians. And so they're ethnically very different people, and they've been hating each other and fighting with each other, back 3,000 years. So what President Trump organized is just phenomenal. They're called the Abraham Accords between Israel and the Sunni Arab countries.
KT, can you spend three more minutes breaking this down for
sure.
me? Let's take a quick break and come right back. KT McFarland is with us, and if you have not gotten her latest book, you definitely should. It is called The Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and it tells her firsthand story of battling the deep state. Coming right back.
This is Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. I'm on the phone with Jason Belletta, the president of Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and we have been talking about the products available, but, you know, Jason would love to talk about a brand new defense formula that's coming out through Be Alive. And, you know, with the flu season coming and the winter and people getting colds and the flu, Jason really wanted to take the time to explain to all of our WMCA listeners about this new product. Jason, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about this new defense formula.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And yes, it is an amazing formula. This product actually contains five key ingredients: zinc, elderberry, Unkanuba root, echinacea, and royal jelly. This formula will keep you healthy for the holidays. These ingredients work together to help support your immune system, promote respiratory health, which helps with lungs and breathing, provides antioxidant support to help fight off those free radicals, and the zinc helps to promote optimum absorption. This is truly an amazing product. Any of your listeners not only can, but should take this product if they want to feel great for the holidays. We always say we want you to be healthy, be blessed, and be alive.
Thanks, Jason. With what's going on in the pandemic, with the flu season, cold, sickness, all this seems to happen around now during the flu season and the holidays, you want to have a good, healthy immune system. Get the Be Alive Defense Formula now by calling 800-543-2337. That's 800-543-BEES or BeAlive.com. And make sure that when you call or go on the web, you use promo code WMCA to get 10% off your order by calling 800-543-2337, 800-543-BEES or BeAlive.com. Use promo code WMCA right now to get 10% off your order.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, just a final few minutes here in the first hour, and then we've got Ken Blackwell and Dr. Gina Loudon and David Fisher all slated in hour two, and I hope you'll stick around for that. Plus, my final thought today coming up. KT McFarland is my guest, longtime security and national security expert. She's served multiple presidents and administrations, and her knowledge of this is pretty extensive. And she was just before the break kind of recounting for us why the Abraham Accords are so important, given the current state of where Iran is at and the potential that a Joe Biden administration would have on the situation. And KT, thanks for going into extra innings with me here just for a few minutes. The unified front idea that Israel has the backing of the Arab section of the Middle East is really important. Why?
Because that's, if you have peace between Israel and the Arabs, you don't have a war in the Middle East historically. But the reason it was possible was because of President Trump's economic and diplomatic plans. So by President Trump encouraging fracking and American energy and oil independence, all of a sudden the dynamic in the Middle East changed. We didn't need their oil anymore. And the smart Arab countries, particularly the ones with younger leaders, they looked and said, well, wait, America's energy independent, oil prices are never going to be where they were. Gee, we've got to diversify our economies, because so far the only way we have had any money at all in revenue, and we've had a lot of it, is from high oil prices. And so they look around the Middle East and said, what do we need to diversify our economies? We need peace, and we need peace with Israel. And we need joint investment and the ability to trade with Israel. So that's why the peace deal was made.
Right. And that economic development will kind of precede the national security interests, but it certainly enhances the ability of them to have a stronger voice towards Iran in the event that stuff goes bad.
Yeah, and if a Biden administration comes in, you can count on two things: a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, most dangerous part of the world, shouldn't even be allowed to play with matches. These guys are such a tinderbox. And then the second thing you'll see is higher oil prices and higher gasoline prices.
Yeah, well, plus he wants to do it with fracking, or at least that was his opinion at one point. He kept flipping on it. I can't tell which. Hey, KT McFarland, always a pleasure to get your insights on these things. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Kevin, and happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
There you go, and we still say it loudly around here. All right, there she goes. Get her book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She was part of the, they had her in the crosshairs with General Michael Flynn. All that stuff, I mean, it was a bunch of garbage, but she lived it, and her own story is told in those pages. Okay, hour number two is straight ahead. Let's go behind the scenes and talk to a Secretary of State who served a swing state and understands the complexities of these elections and what these now swing states that are enduring these court battles are facing. Kenneth Blackwell, former Secretary of State for the great state of Ohio, will join me to do just that. Kevin McCullough, Hour 2 up next. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's top infectious disease expert is warning that coronavirus numbers will likely rise even higher over the coming weeks, but he's urging Americans to hang in there.
Help is on the way.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines are on the horizon.
Towards the middle and end of December, and as we get into January and February. So everyone is totally empathetic about the fatigue that everyone is feeling.
As for skepticism about the vaccines,
The process of the development of this vaccine has been one that has been scientifically sound. Safety has not been compromised. Scientific integrity has not been compromised. And the process of determining whether it works, whether it's safe and effective, has been independent by independent bodies and transparent.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Vice President Joe Biden has fractured his right foot and will likely wear a walking boot for several weeks.
Mr. Biden's office says he suffered the injury on Saturday while playing with one of his dogs. The Biden camp says he visited an orthopedist in Newark, Delaware on Sunday afternoon. Biden's doctor, Kevin O'Connor, says a scan found tiny fractures of two small bones in the middle of Biden's right foot.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Fractures are a concern generally as people age, but Biden appears to be relatively mild. That's based on his doctor's statement and the planned treatment. The number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes fell for a second straight month as lack of available homes continue to stifle house hunters. The National Association of Realtors says its index of pending sales fell 1.1%. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 347 points. This is SRN News.
Sponsored by Dell. We have a special announcement from Dell Technologies. Cyber Monday is officially here. You can save up to 50% on powerful computers with Intel Core processors that will take your small business to the next level. Dell Technologies is committed to providing best-in-class technology. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SB Cyber Monday.
Election fraud, radical abortion rights, open borders, riots in our streets, and regime changes in other nations. Meet George Soros, an atheist and one of the most dangerously influential people in America, pouring millions of dollars into the leftist agenda, instigating society's demoralization to control a free people and destroy the foundations of Christianity and our constitutional order. Watch the new film, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. Online at salemnow.com. See the movie that George Soros and the far left don't want you to see. Learn the truth and prepare to be shocked. Billionaire Radical. George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. Online at salemnow.com for just $9.99 or buy the DVD for just $12.99.
Go to salemnow.com and get 20% off with the promo code FAMILY. Salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Vrak, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Mm-hmm.
listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us. We will check the markets on this day after the holiday weekend. We will also check in with some of the efforts on the COVID-19 front. More schools are shut down. But we're going to spend a lot of time today on the election of 2020. And Ken Blackwell joins me first. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just so you understand, this election was a fraud.
President Trump is right that there was widespread fraud in this election. We have at least six states that were corrupted, if not more, through the voting systems.
That's Jenna Ellis, the president's co-counsel, and of course the president prior to that. There was some news made this weekend because he did a couple of appearances where he actually addressed this. Maria Bartiromo on Sunday was the first technical interview that he's given since the election. But we have got a lot of moving parts on this Monday after the holiday weekend. Welcome in. Grateful to have you with us. My next guest has seen plenty of elections because as the former Secretary of State for the great state of Ohio, he was one that had to not only work in the understanding of what the state laws were, but he had to execute it and he had to walk through it with the people of that state. He knows the inner workings of how states interact with one another for the Electoral College and what that adds up to for the presidency. So I am very honored to have Kenneth Blackwell joining us. I think he would have made a great governor for that state of Ohio, but we didn't ever get him quite across that finish line. But Ken, it's good to have you here. And I'm also proud to call you a great patriot and a great friend. Thank you for your service to your country, but also thank you for your time here today. We're so grateful.
Kevin, it's good to be with you, and we're in the midst of one of the most epic battles in American history. Over the course of 244 years, we've had threats to the integrity of our constitutional republic, and this ranks up, I'm sure, within the top three. You know, there's an old adage that you get the elected officials that you vote for, and that presupposes that those folks who take the oath of office were actually the folks that the voters voted for. And there are safeguards that we have in the administration of elections that help us build faith in the outcomes and the tabulations of the votes in those elections. And a lot of those protocols, a lot of those procedures in key battleground states were overlooked, were trashed, or avoided. And that has led to a substantial suspicion and doubt as to whether or not the totals that we're seeing are actually totals of legal ballots
merit
being cast by voters.
Well, and let me ask you this, and let me just properly say that former Secretary Blackwell is also an advisor to groups like the Family Research Council, and he's on the board of the National Rifle Association, and he's fighting for constitutional rights in a variety of different ways. And we're really grateful for his time, not only in office, but what he's done since he's been out of elective office. Ken, let me ask you this. There's anomalies. In fact, if there's one word that is attached to this election in greater abundance than the meaning of anomaly, I don't know what it would be. But you talk about bellwether counties. You talk about strange, impossible mathematical patterns of going into the night, and then suddenly the count is stopped, and then suddenly there are these enormous 98% to 2% vote dumps that are taking place in these four or five swing states. And that is all, those are all things that we, I think we have to have investigated for the average American to ever have any degree of confidence, win or lose, as to how the election proceeded. But I want to ask something very specific, given that you're African American and that the president got 18%, at least in the polling that we understand, that he got 18% of the African American vote. But they are saying that largely African American cities, Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, others are Atlanta, are where the big swing for Biden came from. And I was scratching my head this morning. I was going, I wonder if they took all of those non-signature verified ballots out of the mix that came in those big batches. I wonder what the true voting percentage of African Americans for this president was, because when you're talking about anomalies, he decimated Biden's base. He took Hispanics. He took blacks in larger numbers than had ever been taken by a Republican before. And he did better with a lot of the categories that, you know, people said he wasn't going to do very, very good in. Secretary Blackwell, this stuff counts. It has to be observed. No,
it has to be observed. It has to be analyzed. Those voting centers have to be audited. You know, just to run ballots back through a machine and say, okay, we've now done the recount, that's almost criminal in itself, because it's totally insufficient. Look, I talked about some practices before. There are three areas that I really encourage your listeners to think about.
Okay.
One is what they call the chain of custody. We, in fact, work hard as election administrators to make sure that once your ballot leaves your hand, as few other hands touch that ballot as possible. So you tighten up the chain of custody. What we know is that in-person voting is, in fact, a more secure way of tightening up the chain of custody than mass mail-in balloting.
Right.
And what we also know is that in this case, under the cover of COVID-19, when we rapidly expanded the request for mail-in ballots at a time when the infrastructure in these various states were not in place and the experience was not in place, that we in fact had more hands touching those ballots than is desirable. The other is verification. We, in fact, say let's make sure that the person who cast the ballot is the person that they claim to be. So you have photo IDs, you have signatures on that have to be matched, things of that nature. These things were pushed aside in many of these battleground states, and more specifically battleground counties and big Democrat machine cities that now happen to be dominated by black folks. So what was fascinating to me, Kevin, was to take a look at Detroit, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and look at the overwhelming vote that Biden got in those cities that are black majorities versus how he did with blacks elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't fit. He underperformed with blacks and Hispanics outside of those centers where voting stopped, where there were not just anomalies, there were irregularities. I've concentrated on Pennsylvania because that's the clearest state, and Philadelphia, where there was a unconstitutional act that resulted in both the weakening of the chain of custody, verification processes, and transparency.
Right.
And that is when the political appointee, the political operative of the governor of Pennsylvania, the secretary of state, and the governor made changes in the schedule and the procedures concerning the November balloting. That was supported by the state Supreme Court. The only problem there, Kevin, is that the Constitution of the United States in Article 2 does not give the state Supreme Court nor the governor, nor the secretary of state the authority to set the schedule or the conditions and policy procedures governing an election. That resides exclusively in the state legislature. And because we had that disruption.
Can you stay with me for one more segment? Because I've got some more questions. Let's do this. We're speaking with former Secretary of State Ken Powell from the great state of Ohio. Coming right back. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, if you're not following me on Twitter, I want you to be, because every day I'm trying to give you the Reader's Digest of where the entire post-election effort is at. And we will talk about this more as the show goes by. But in Georgia, you had an early win this weekend where a judge said that they can forensically examine the Dominion voting machines before they're being wiped. The Secretary of State there, for some unknown reason, is trying to get them wiped. I don't know why. The Pennsylvania case that we are just now speaking about with Ken Blackwell is likely on its way to the Supreme Court today in Arizona. A legislative hearing in Wisconsin. There's a petition before a judge to examine 150,000 of these late night ballots. In Nevada, they've got an evidentiary hearing scheduled for the 3rd of December. And in Michigan, the top number one cyber tech in America, just written up by the New York Times, just lauded by Washington Monthly a couple of months ago, has joined the Sidney Powell effort in that state, saying unequivocally that the data, the publicly available data, says that massive vote fraud happened in almost all of the swing states. And he's on the record under oath, under penalty of perjury, giving that testimony. That's kind of like the quick scorecard for you of where everything's at. But if you want to follow it in more detail, go to my Twitter at KMC Radio. I'm posting constantly. People are worried about my health because I'm posting 24 hours a day, and they're sending me notes saying, you need to get some sleep. Our guest is former Secretary of State Ken Blackwell from the great state of Ohio. He is a longtime advocate for clean elections. He is he's an advisor to the Family Research Council, has been since I was there briefly for many, many years ago. He is also on the board of the National Rifle Association. And as an African-American, I think he would have made a fabulous governor for the state of Ohio, though we never quite got him across that finish line. Secretary, I always thought you would have done the Buckeyes proud. But I'm so thankful that you did not walk away when your time in office was done, but instead chose to reengage on all these other levels. So thank you for what you do for your country every single day. Let's go back to Pennsylvania. You were talking about that before the break, and you were pointing out that the Constitution provides for the legislature to make these decisions. There's a couple of reasons why it appears that some of the parameters around the election changed going right into it. That case has been thrown out by all of the lower courts. It looks like now the next stop for that may be the Supreme Court. What is your expectation of where we sit in Pennsylvania right now?
Well, where we stand is on two tracks. I think that there's still a chance that the case will get to the Supreme Court. But, Kevin, I'm ready to say right now, if the Supreme Court does not take the case, the power to seat the elector still resides in the state legislature.
Correct.
My strong advocacy is for that Republican majority in the state legislature, after conducting hearings and examining the situation, actually seat the Trump electors. I mean, the anomalies, the transgressions of constitutional rights, all of that adds up to they would be within their authority, within their not only rights, but their obligation to the voters of Pennsylvania to, in fact, correct the record and seat those Trump electors. They can do that. So this comes down to a matter of will. I mean, it would be nice if they would get that the additional cover of the Supreme Court decision saying yes and underscoring yes that the Constitution was violated and they are within their rights to do. But they don't need the Supreme Court to tell them that.
Right.
They can do that. They know that. There's a resolution now that would seat the Trump electors. There will be a vote within the next couple of days in that regard.
Let me ask you about strategy. Rudy Giuliani is having these hearings in some of these states before legislators. They're not official bodies of those assemblies gathering. They are usually held in neutral places. He's doing one in Arizona today. But even though the press barely covered the one in Pennsylvania, some powerful evidence was put on display there. Do you think that that is the right play for the mayor and his team, at least on the track that he's on? Obviously, it's separate from the one that Lynn Wood is doing, and it's separate from the one that Sidney Powell is pursuing. But is it the right track for the Trump campaign?
Yes, I think so, because I think the Trump campaign actually is, and that's the reason that they're having the hearings in front of these legislative bodies, is to heighten the constitutional right of these legislative bodies to raise the questions, to conduct investigations, and to seat electors. But it also is doing it on the public stage, and that has to influence the high court. You know, the American public needs to understand, one, the nature of the crisis that we're in, and two, they need to understand that it is within the constitutional authority of the state legislatures to seat the electors. It does us no good if at this crisis moment, folks who voters have voted for into office to carry out, to protect and secure their constitutional rights and authority, if they cower and run away from that responsibility, the collapse of our constitutional republic, which is 244 years old, is on their record.
Yeah.
It is a failure of leadership on their part, and so that applies in Michigan. It applies in Wisconsin and Arizona. And so, look, I think that we have a constitutional crisis, and we can handle it through the courts, or we can respect American federalism and handle it in the state legislatures in these battleground states, where there are mountains of evidence of irregularities, anomalies, and things that don't make statistical sense.
Look, well,
Kevin, let me just say, Lewis Carroll wrote Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, and in his character, Alice says, things are getting curiouser and curiouser, and I will tell you, things have gotten to that point where it's beyond curious. It is sinister and criminal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I told my colleague Eric Metaxas earlier today, I don't think fraud is a sufficient word anymore. I think this is verging on, if not overlapping, the line of treason. But we're going to have to let the criminal courts decide that at some other date. Right now, I just want the truth. Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell from the great state of Ohio, thank you for your time today, sir. So generous. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Every baby is a gift from God.
With the Advent and Christmas season upon us, take some time to think about the events surrounding the birth of Jesus. Here's Liz Curtis Higgs on Focus on the Family Minute.
Maybe the conception and the way all of that came down is not how society or even we would wish it to happen, but now here's coming new life, and it's a chance for us to be changed. And so it is hard. And Mary was the worst case scenario in the sense that she was very young. She was poor. So where would she have turned? Only to the Lord. Only the Lord would have understood completely what was going on. What a child, really child of faith she was, to throw herself at his feet and say, well, Lord, nobody understands, but you understand.
You'll hear more from Liz at FamilyMinute.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a lot of the pains that we feel in life is due to unnecessary inflammation that you sometimes get from exercise or injury or aging. What if I could show you a way that you could reduce that unnecessary inflammation and literally get pain-free faster than you think possible? That's why I want you to try the 12-day challenge from Sweetamine. Sweetamine is that product I've been telling you about. I put it in my coffee every morning, and it increases the ability for my body to fight off the effects of unnecessary inflammation. And if you order today and use my promo code KMC, you're going to get free shipping, which means you don't pay $17.89 for your 12-day challenge. You only pay $14.95 for that 12-day challenge. And when you try the 12 or the 30-day pack, your purchase is always risk-free. So why don't you call today and get started, 845-231-4840, and use promo code KMC. That's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, church family, is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab, an opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio, evangelize to the tri-state, and give a unique Christmas gift? Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor, and get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
They had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
I can't blame the president for feeling that way. And I said this earlier, I still hold to it. I think the only thing worse than corrupt Democrats in American politics is corrupt Republicans, because one party you don't expect corruption to be looked upon kindly. The other one you expect it to be denounced roundly. And for the governor and the secretary of state in Georgia to continue to pose the problems that they are is really troublesome on many, many levels. Here to discuss, the senior anchor and president of programming. She got funny on Twitter. She put president elect of programming. It almost made me stumble there for a second, but I got it. The president of programming and host of the brand new primetime, Dr. Gina Primetime, at 7 p.m. weeknights on Real America's Voice. And you can get that on Roku, on a whole ton of platforms. And we'll break all that down for you. But Dr. Gina, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you, Kevin. You know, I listening to the president say that, you know, one of my favorite and I think one of the most endearing traits about him is that I've said this all along. If he has faults, and we all do, because we're all human and none of us are perfect except for one. And his faults are that he is authentic to a fault, and he's loyal to a fault.
Right.
And his endorsement of people and his staying loyal until he's absolutely proven wrong are, you know, while it's cost him, sometimes politically, it's endearing. And I think it's a character trait that is admirable, however it costs him. So.
Right. No, I think so. And I, you know, I look at what he's disciplined himself to do since election night. You know, normally this would be a guy who would very much be wearing his feelings on his shoulder, and you would know right where he stood with things. He has been very measured in his limited public statements, and what he has had to say has been always on point and effective. And I feel like that this is a hard, maybe one of the hardest things he will ever have experienced in his whole life, to go through a situation where he's now dependent upon this nation that he has been fighting for the last 4.5 years, 5 years that he's been fighting for. Now he has to wait and let them fight for him. And I think that that's just got to be one of the hardest things that he's ever experienced. But it might also be something that turns out to be a big blessing to him. I hope that he knows that, you know, there's 80 million Americans that are fighting like mad to make sure we get to the bottom of all this.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Psychologically, what you're talking about is a personal violation when it comes right down to it, but on such a grand and really not just worldwide, but historic scale, a personal violation this president is enduring personally right now. You know, whether you've had your car robbed, you know, had a laptop taken out of it, or whether you've been, you know, robbed personally, or whether you've been raped, or whether you've been, whatever way, almost everyone has had some sort of violation in your life. Imagine that being so public and yet so personal and yet so historic. That's what he's going through right now. So I'm sure you're absolutely right. This has got to be an incredible trying time. And he has demonstrated such finesse and such self-discipline. You're absolutely right through all of this. It is truly a fascinating sociological event to watch.
And
from my perspective as somebody who studies this,
I was thinking about this, and when, you know, because I'm always thinking about, I guess because I've written books in the past about two different presidencies and kind of how history judged them, one of a Republican and one of a Democrat. But I'm thinking of how history writes this period. And when you look at what this president endured to get elected, then once elected, and all of the things that he had to battle corruption-wise that came at him, you know, the Russia investigation, the impeachment, all of the lies that continually were told by the media. Then he had COVID. Then he had all the lies that were told about COVID that he didn't do. And of course, he had a record that was second to none in terms of how he responded. And then he personally got COVID. And then to go into election night and have the greatest theft of all time attempt to be perpetrated against his reelection, it's almost as like it couldn't have actually been Donald Trump's presidency or time in history if the odds weren't, like, they just seem to get bigger every challenge that he faced. And of course, he's faced every one of them down and stared them right in the eye, and they took their seat and he kept on going forward. And what I'm hopeful for, what I'm prayerful about, is that with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and the three tracks and all the things that are being handled in those three different veins of fighting, that the American people don't lose heart, because this is a man who was under fire constantly because he was willing to fight for us. And it's time for us to fight for him now.
100%. We'll discuss this, Kevin, tomorrow night on my show. We have the launch of Dr. Gina Primetime. I'll have Lara Trump on the show. It will be special and meaningful in ways that I think different from a show that people have ever seen before. And it will be on Real America's Voice, and you can find it everywhere. Go to my social media at Real Dr. Gina anywhere, and I'll give you all the details there. And I hope people will join us.
And if you're on Pluto or Dish or Roku or Apple or Fire, you've already got it. And that's those are easy to find. Just go to her Twitter feed, and she's got it linked up there. Gina, congratulations on the new show. Let's talk in much greater detail in weeks to come about that. But congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we'll be seeing a lot of Kevin McCullough on that.
I look forward to it.
Thank you,
ma'am. Right. We'll see you. All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Checking the markets next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THEMISSION. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us is Jay Jacobs, the Nassau County Democratic Chairman, also the Chairman of the New York State Democratic Committee. What advice would you give to the current field of Democratic presidential candidates?
It's a strong group of individuals, and I respect each and every one of them. What I would advise to these candidates running for president today is let's talk a little bit less about the demons and the villains, and let's talk a little bit more about hope and opportunity and a vision for the future that describes an America and defines an America that we will make this country into, that they can look at and say, that's a place I want to live in.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Why does it matter so much to rule of law conservatives that Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win their January 5 runoffs in Georgia? Because control of the Senate depends on it. If Perdue or Loeffler win, preferably both, Senate Majority Leader McConnell keeps his job. If John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock both win, Charles Schumer becomes the majority leader, and he's made his agenda very clear.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
If Schumer wins Senate control, he can indeed change America by beginning the undoing of the capstone achievement in McConnell's steady, disciplined 6 years as majority leader. Confirmation of 3 Supreme Court justices and 53 appeals court judges. With Schumer as majority leader, expect a liberal assault on the Trump-McConnell legacy of a federal bench bolstered by constitutionalism. Watch those contests in Georgia closely. The future of the Senate and the course of the nation under a Biden administration will be decided there. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, I seize it all.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. And on these Mondays, we always take a look at what's going on in the markets. The Money Monday aforementioned. David Fisher is our contributor, and he is the chief executive and founder of Landmark Capital. The only people that I do any business with as it pertains to precious metals. I so appreciate their integrity and what they are all about. And David, it's good to have you with us. I hope you had a good holiday.
Uh,
Too much food as always, but it was a great time to hang out with a small portion of my family due to COVID. So
there you go. I totally get that. Well, we had a small gathering ourselves, and again, I ate too much food as well, so it's good. It's a good problem to have, I guess. Hey, we've seen some movement with gold and silver in recent weeks that has not been kind of where it was like a few weeks before that. And I'm curious why that you, from your perspective, you believe that's been taking place and what's going on there.
Well, I'm getting a lot of people asking me that, so I thought we should talk about this on the radio. You know, gold is down the third week in a row, but does not mean that the huge bull market we're in is over. I've seen this happen before. I'm not alarmed by it in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it's doing exactly what it's been done before in previous bull markets. And that is, when it surges so much in a short period of time, it pulls back and retraces, just like all markets do. So gold is not unique from that standpoint. It operates in just like any market would. If it goes beyond the normal movement, it's going to retrace a little bit. We're at the $1,780 level. I think we're going to, from a technical side, not to get all analytical, but there's the fundamental side, which we'll talk about in a second, but the technical side is 1750 is a support level. 1700 is another support level. And if we break down through these support levels, a huge support level is 1650. I wouldn't be alarmed if we got down to that level. It wouldn't concern me, and I've seen these types of pullbacks before. So, but gold is reaching some key support levels. This is what the traders are now saying. But when you get from Mnuchin to Yellen, which is where we're going, and we get into the school of Bernanke, which is quantitative easing and printing money, you know, you're going to see gold make some rally first quarter next year. I think that we're going to see this, and the pullback is not because of a vaccine coming out. I want to make that clear. But the pullback is just an overbought situation. But I think gold, its rally was in response because of the stimulus packet, because of the pandemic, and the devaluation of the dollar and low interest rates. That's why those things haven't changed. And that's why we're still in a massive bull market. So I don't see any reason for anybody to be selling their gold. In fact, just like any other market, it's a buying opportunity. And I see that happening right now. There's a time to balance your portfolio, budget your money, and take advantage if you feel that the government's going to spend next year, and Janet Yellen just got put into as a Treasury Secretary, so that's going to influence the market a little bit in a very, very strong positive way in metals.
Well, and we'll not get ahead of ourselves here. There are still a few court cases going on. So, but it is likely if Biden, well, he's already said if he's in, that's his person. And let's talk about what that means, because Janet Yellen was very different than Mnuchin, and what we're seeing. So how would you describe the difference in their economic policy?
Well, she's not pro-business like Mnuchin is, and the moment that she was announced as if vice president is confirmed as president, the moment this was announced, the markets and stocks went down a whole bunch. So the market does not like Janet Yellen is what it's telling us today. I don't know if it's what it's going to say that in the future, but maybe this is just the end of the month of a sell-off. But it just happened right after the announcement, and she tweeted, we face great challenges as a country, and now to recover, we must restore the American dream society to a society where each person can rise on their potential dream and even bigger for their children. As Treasury Secretary, I work every day towards rebuilding that dream for all. So it kind of sounds almost like the Obama era verbiage coming, which, keep in mind, under Obama, they set up this seizure money, the Dodd-Frank Act. Now we have a previous Fed chairman, Yellen, as a Treasury Secretary. We have all the makings for either massive inflation in issuance of treasuries, because they're going to issue about $1.95 trillion over the next year, which is way bigger than any other time. So this is going to be inflationary. This could be a seizure of money. There's a lot of things that we just don't know about. Obviously, we don't know who really the president's going to be, so there's uncertainty. Now is the time to diversify into metals.
Now, some say that we didn't have big-time inflation when the Fed printed money in 2008 through 14. What do you say to those people that are looking at this situation and drawing a conclusion different than what the average investor might be thinking?
Yeah, a lot of people thought because they created all this money called quantitative easing out of thin air that it was going to be equal to inflation, and it didn't get into the system. The money was held at the banks. This time it's different. Checks were paid directly to the consumer through the PPP program, and they're going to probably start, you know, if Biden gets in office or if President Trump gets in office again, they're going to have to start that probably up again at some level. So you're going to see the money this time got into the system, which is inflationary, and they're not done. I mean, the Treasury is going to issue so much more Treasuries this next year than they did in previous 2020. In fact, 8 central banks are going to inflate money the most they've ever done in the world's history next
wow.
year. So it is going to be inflationary at some point because it's actually going into the system, which means a rise in gold and silver and usually not very good for stocks.
That is frightening. So, friends, you know now why. I am on a consistent monthly plan to protect my portfolio with precious metals. There's obviously more information available here. Landmark Capital is available 24 hours a day, 844-604-2575. They've got the financial blueprint offer, which is if you'll let David, he'll walk through it with you personally. To take a look at where your portfolio is at and where your weaknesses are and make some suggestions on how to protect yourself. But I strongly recommend getting the information and getting the education. They're willing to do that, standing by right now to help you. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And then they've got a ton of free information on YouTube. Go to YouTube and put Landmark Capital in the search bar and get all of David's educational videos there. Kevin McCullough, David, always good to have you here. Thanks for being with us. Kevin McCullough, my final thought is straight ahead.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, church family, is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab, an opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio, evangelize to the tri-state, and give a unique Christmas gift? Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor and get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, not for nothing. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Pretty interesting week When you get down to all of the momentum that has taken place in the courts on the legal front for the president after enduring weeks of really kind of just dismissed news, the fact that the legislative hearing happened today, the fact that the Pennsylvania case is on appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that they've got access now to the Dominion voting machines in Georgia and they're going to get a forensic look at those, that's all pretty interesting. You know what else is interesting? And we really owe it to a group called the Voter Information Project. Matt Brainerd, who headed up some of the campaign's efforts for digital for the president in 2016, is now this. But he did a very deep dive on the data that is publicly available. Not the stuff that you have to have proprietary access to get, but just the stuff that is publicly available. And he came across something interesting, friends, and I'm curious as to how you would react to this, because I think that whether you voted for Biden or voted for Trump, you want the election to have truth behind it, right? There's no one listening to me that will admit publicly that they don't want the actual winner to have been the actual winner. I think everyone listening to me, whether you liked one candidate or the other, want the outcome to be honest and trustworthy. Because if you're not, if that's not what you want, then you're not an American. You want something other than what America is. But Americans want honesty and they want the truth. And in Michigan, in six precincts in Detroit, they had 120% votes cast of registered voters. In six precincts, you had 20% more people cast votes than live in the district and are eligible to vote. Now, I don't know what you call that, but it seems like it's fraud to me. But in those six precincts, that's pretty incredible. So that's like another 150% over the total number of precincts. Now listen to this. In one precinct alone, again in Detroit, they found the precinct voted 721% of its registered voters. That's not even mathematically a thing. That's so big. Because the total universe of votes is 100%. How did you get 721% of registered voters if there aren't 621% minimum illegal votes in there? Important question to get answered, don't you think? I'm Kevin McCullough.